The UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is expected to announce today that the UK will recognise a Palestinian state. The British government has said that now is the time to stand up for a two-state solution. The move would make the UK the first G7 nation to officially recognise the state of Palestine. France and Canada are expected to follow at this week's UN General Assembly. Ireland decided last year to recognise the state of Palestine. Vincent Fean is a retired British diplomat. He served as ambassador to Libya and consul general to Jerusalem until 2014 and has advocated for the UK to recognise the state of Palestine for many years. He's also a trustee with a charity called Britain Palestine Project. Vincent Fean, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Justin. It's a joy to be with you.
Britain has been a long time ally of Israel. How significant is it then that the government would take this step to recognise the state of Palestine in defiance of the wishes of the current Israeli government and its leader, Benjamin Netanyahu?
It is significant. I believe it's a good decision at the right time. In fact, belated, it should have happened earlier, and Ireland is a year ahead of us. But joining the 150 states who have recognized Palestine, tomorrow France and Canada, Australia, Belgium and others will recognize. That's a good thing. You mentioned the relationship with Israel. This is not a punishment for Israel. This is meant to help go along the way with Ireland and with the three quarters of the world's population to an outcome which is mutual security between Palestinians and Israelis. We're a long way from that because, as you know, Justin, and as your president has said, there is a genocide underway in Gaza and apartheid underway in the West Bank. And this particular Israeli government, like its predecessors, has been building settlements, expanding settlements in the West Bank for years. But over the last 2 years, the war in Gaza has turned from a war against Hamas to a war, I fear, against the 2.2 million Palestinian people in Gaza. Now, recognition will not address those things, but we need to accompany recognition by a plan that leads to peace between Palestinians and Israelis. And this parity of esteem, which I think is happening now with this announcement between Britain and Palestine, needs to spread. Parity of esteem also between Palestinians and Israelis.
Do you see this move then as a precursor to further measures, perhaps sanctions on Israel or a redefining of the trading relationship between the UK and Israel if Israel continues to kill Palestinians in Gaza and to destroy their homes?
A lot depends on what Israel does. What's less important is what Israel says. And as you said, it's criticized the UK and France and threatened retaliation against our interests. But what matters is what Israel does. And I am hopeful, not too hopeful, but hopeful that this step with other measures, as you say, we need other measures, will lead to a better outcome. We often hear that only President Trump can influence Netanyahu. I hope that's not true because he's unpredictable, to say the least. I hope that the combined voices of more than three quarters of the world's population represented at the UN General Assembly this coming week will have some impact on Netanyahu. But what's happening right now, I'm sad to say, is that this Israeli government has turned its face against negotiations, turned its face against the two-state solution, which is the wish of the international community, and frankly, has flouted international law by genocide, by apartheid, and measures may well be needed to bring that back and to bring Israel to book.
You've been a diplomat in the Middle East for many years, a consul general in Jerusalem, which includes the occupied territories. Do you see any prospect emerging anytime soon of the two-state solution, or is that hope now gone because of Israel's actions in Gaza?
What this recognition does, and what Ireland did in May last year, is to underline and respect the right of self-determination of two peoples, Both of our countries have recognized Israel long ago. So we have recognized the right to self-determination of Israel, of the Israelis. This move by the UK recognizes that same right for the Palestinians. And under international law, that is a right. It isn't a gift, it's a right. Now, coming back to your question about the two-state solution, I don't know what the outcome will be. I do want more cooperation between Irish parliamentarians and British parliamentarians over the way forward, and I hope that can be achieved in the coming weeks. But the need for mutual security rather than what we have at the moment, which is, frankly, Israel turning into a rogue state, attacking its neighbours, including the Palestinians, who will always be their neighbours, that needs to end. And the genocide and the apartheid need to be turned back. And only by upholding international law can we do that.
Okay.
I'm hoping that the UN General Assembly will act. The UN Security Council is blocked by US and the EU is split. So working together, the UK, Ireland and the like-minded need to work and adopt measures that will lead to a peaceful solution.
Vincent Fean, former ambassador and former British Consul General to Jerusalem, thank you very much for speaking with us today.